high school students who went on as a team to, one became a dentist, one became a physician. You know the pact from Newark? And it's amazing what can happen when everybody agrees that we can work together to move people forward in the pipeline in a career. So it's great. And now Janie Skinner will talk to us about the role of community colleges in getting people into the preparation pipeline. Janie.
Thank you, Karen. Good morning. I'm curious, who here has attended a community college? Wow, that's fabulous. That's great to see. I think when I came to APHA a couple years ago, looking at the list of presenters and so on, I didn't see very many community college names there, and it made me start thinking about how it's not always as visible or as taken advantage as it could be as a part of the public health pipeline. So how do I do this here? Got it. So this is what I put in the little thing online that you saw of learning objectives. Basically, we're going to talk about what are some of the paraprofessional public health jobs in demand, what are some community college programs that respond to that, and how community colleges form a sort of a reservoir of diversity of people interested in health careers that could be taken advantage of more by the public health world, and talk briefly about some of the challenges and benefits of that. The context that we're in is, as you all know, things like this, emergency preparedness, chronic conditions, providing primary care and hospital care of last resort, health disparities, and this is the population in public health that we have working on this, shortages up and down the educational ladder, shortages at the high education levels like lab directors and epidemiologists, and at the medium like health educators and the lower levels of clerical staff, home health aides, health outreach workers, dental hygienists, et cetera. We also have a big diversity shortage. Only 10% of the public health workforce in the recent APHA report was shown to be of underrepresented minorities, whereas the population of the country is more than 25%. Here in California, we're pushing 50%, more than 50%. And an increased need for bilingual and bicultural workers of all sorts. So about a year and a half ago with Galen Eliscari, who some of you may know, I did a needs assessment of Bay Area public health departments to ask them what their needs were related, that the community colleges could help reach those needs. We did key informant interviews primarily and also an online survey, which we had about half of the departments respond to. Some of the positions most commonly noted that people needed were community health workers and public health nurses. Those were raised as top priorities both in the survey and the interviews. Also, medical assistants, nursing assistants, clerical and office assistants, registered nurses, and translators, interpreters of all sorts. We asked them who do they hire in terms of new graduates, and they hire, just looking at the N refers to the number of departments in the survey who said they do hire these kinds of people. So they hire clerical assistants, they hire community health workers, they hire mental health paraprofessionals, they hire interpreters, occupational and physical therapy assistants, nutrition and dietetics, health educators, phlebotomists, et cetera. So a pretty broad number of positions. Not all of these are trained at the at the community college level, but most of them are. We asked them which positions are difficult to hire, and of course nurses, not a surprise. Also all bilingual capacity and health educators and nutrition workers were surprisingly hard to hire. We asked them what positions they needed bicultural, bilingual staff for, and they pretty much said all of them. Certainly all that have direct patient or client community contact, and the languages most commonly cited were Spanish, Vietnamese, Cantonese, Mandarin, and Russian in our area. We asked them who do they need to hire more of in the next 5 years, and they said clerical positions, registered nurses, substance abuse paraprofessionals, and human services, which depended on some public health departments in corporate behavioral health. Some public health departments are separate from their behavioral health departments, but where they did, where they are part of the public health network, an increased interest in psychosocial rehabilitation, human services, outreach workers of different kinds. Registered nurses, 70% of registered nurses in California are trained at community colleges. Clerical positions don't always need college education, but they often do better and stay longer in jobs if they have it. And substance abuse human services certificates and degree programs are something we do offer. Community health workers, I was very interested. I didn't go into it. I love working with community health workers, and I didn't go into this thinking this is going to be the number one thing. And I was very excited to see that it was something our health departments were very interested in. They were interested in these types of training to be incorporated, and seeing that while many departments hire and do on-the-job training, there was real advantage to having more in-depth training that could be provided by a college program. I'm going to skip that one right now, but just lots of other things they thought that we could help with training on. They had a strong interest in strengthening partnerships and at the same time some concerns about time constraints to create partnerships. And some of the examples, San Francisco developed a medical evaluations assistant certificate program based on specific needs in the public health department as they're rolling out the Healthy San Francisco expansion of health care in the city. Sonoma County, the health department is very active in a pipeline project that's been quite successful at bringing underrepresented minorities into health careers and particularly into the hard-to-fill programs. So who are community colleges today? I often come across the conception that community colleges are primarily junior college that leads people into higher education, and that's certainly a big part of our mission, what we call our transfer mission. But we are also the primary provider of career and technical education across the country. We provide basic skills in ESL. We provide lifelong learning as well. The California Community College System is the largest higher education system in the world with 2.6 million students, and we are the primary source of allied health and nursing graduates in California. I'm going to talk particularly about my college, City College of San Francisco, and we have a health education and community health studies department that also in partnership with San Francisco State, as we have a partnership called Community Health Works, we have a cluster of vocational certificate programs that are aimed towards public health needs. We're a big college, and I recognize that some of the realities of a big college in a big urban area with a lot of progressive public health-minded people might be different than in some of your communities, but I wanted to share what we've done because there may be things that you can do in your communities. We have 6,000 students per year just in our department. We have over 100,000 in our school. We have about 600 vocational students who are getting certificates. We're located in a school of public health, a school of health and PE within the college that also trains medical assistants, dental assistants, RNs, rad techs, et cetera. So that allows us also for some interesting collaborations, such as that medical evaluations assistant program. We have an overlap. These are some of our certificate programs in our health education department. We have a community health worker certificate, drug and alcohol studies, HIV, STI, health education, which is three different certificates, but you can take them together. We have a trauma prevention and recovery certificate that's in collaboration with two other departments. We have healthcare interpreting, and we're really the model program on healthcare interpreting in the country, and it's being replicated other places. And we have a brand new youth worker program for providing more educational career laddering and training for young people who are working with other young people in community settings. These are three additional programs we have in development. We have a mental health wellness or mental health community worker program that we're developing with our community and behavioral health division of the public health department. We have a new post-release wellness program that actually at this very time somebody else is speaking about. That's not yet a certificate, but classes related to working with the previously incarcerated. And we have transfer programs. I'm sure next year somebody will be here from San Francisco State and City College to talk about our Metropolitan Health Academy, which is a 2+2 kind of program. And we have a health education major for those who want to stop at the AS degree level. One of the opportunities I want to point out is a lot of public health departments for these entry-level paraprofessional programs, they might do in on-the-job training primarily, and that can be great. There's no reason that on-the-job training or training at La Clínica de la Raza or any community-based organization can't be part of the preparation of the workforce. However, because job advancement at the public health departments or at your contracting CBOs probably requires some education, not just on-the-job training. You're missing if you only do on-the-job training, you miss an opportunity to support people in moving up the career ladder. If somebody has worked as a community health worker one in your department, can they really advance to the next level if they don't have any college? So this is something to think about. Here's an example of incumbent worker training with our drug and alcohol studies program, which was developed at the request of the public health department. And the public health department grants us just under $100,000 a year to help support the program. We run two cohorts, one that's public enrollment, anyone can enroll, one that's just for public health and their contracting agencies. So it's referred by the employer. It's a 38 and a half unit certificate, so it takes most people at least 3 years going part-time, but some vary on that. The grant also provides support for student success, such as tuition waiver for the first 10 units, get them started, textbooks, flex time at work so that they can attend classes, and also provides the staffing of an assistant director to the program, without whom we couldn't do as much one-to-one retention work with students and work with the internship sites. Here's our transfer program, which we will talk about more next year, but it really is aimed at increasing the diversity and also not only bringing people into public health careers, but also for those entering other health careers to come with a public health social justice background. So here's the diversity picture, and I want you to think about whether this is what your public health department looks like. 65% of students at California community colleges are students of color. And if you look at a Latino, an African-American, or a Native American in California who is a college student, chances are they're at a community college. In our health education department, almost 80% are people of color. This is just a picture of what our department looks like compared to our college as a whole. So some of the benefits, this is based on an evaluation of a partnership we recently did called TTEC. Agency has to invest certain things, sometimes space for a class, time off, manage interns. They also get some benefits. They get a more qualified pool of applicants for jobs. They get the benefit of interns. They get to try out interns before they hire them. And indirect things, like people saying the workplace feels like a more learning-oriented environment when we're participating in this. I just wanted to give a few of the benefits from point of view of students, and I'll just point out the quotes are from an evaluation, and the pictures are from our digital stories, and they don't match. It isn't this person who said this, but it's a student like this. This course has been really relevant to my work. This is someone who works as an outreach worker in drug and alcohol now, and now I find future career and educational options. Role-playing scenarios has helped me to understand how sensitive and vulnerable the individual and the client can be, and how each can be approached in a unique way. The knowledge on how to be culturally competent is indispensable. I'm going to a four-year degree as a result of my classes and my instructor's inspiration. This was all I needed to get my foot in the door to further my education. And for a special treat, you can see these digital stories. They're 3-minute videos that tell the personal stories of some of our students and what they got out of coming back to college or working in their field as community health workers. Thank you.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.